Another showdown in Europe involves housing. You see, there's a shortage of affordable housing in many places, especially for rent. And critics put some of the blame for that on websites like Airbnb. They say these sites allow landlords to fill their apartments with lucrative short-term rentals instead of more affordable long-term ones. Authorities in Germany's capital, Berlin, decided to do something about that. They've enacted a law that slaps stiff regulations on Airbnb and similar companies. Fergus O'Sullivan went to Berlin to report on this for the Atlantic's City Lab project.
Well, what it hopes to accomplish is to stop private apartments being flushed out of the permanent rental markets and being used entirely for tourist accommodation, because there's a housing shortage in Berlin and people in the city fear that large tracts of the city are basically being taken over by the likes of Airbnb and Wimdu and these other home share platforms. So the idea of the law is to make it difficult or impossible to exploit that sector at the expense of ordinary Berliners.
Yeah. So what are the penalties if you are a homeowner and you do a private home share online?
Well, the highest potential penalty is a fine of 100,000 euros. So
wow.
It's quite substantial. Yes, but it should be made clear that it's a very long process that is required. It takes about 1 or 2 years to go through in order to get to that point. And that's the maximum they can ask. So it wouldn't necessarily mean that everyone that is caught out would be paying 100,000 euros.
Still, I mean, if you do, if you were to be fined at the high end of things, I mean, that's would seem to be kind of inhibiting. And the goal of this law is to prioritize residents over tourists, right? So, is it working, this law?
Well, it's too early to say. I mean, it came in May, and as I said, that takes about 1 to 2 years to process just a single complaint. So far, there's not much evidence that it's eradicating it by any means. I mean, if you go to a Berlin Airbnb map, you'll find offers all over the place. It has brought it down off its highest peak, and there seems to be some evidence that it's succeeding in flushing out professional landlords, that is, people who aren't using their own homes, aren't using their own, even their second homes, and actually have multiple apartments in the city. But certainly, if you went to the Airbnb map for Berlin, you would be very surprised to hear that there was a law preventing that kind of rental.
Yeah, right. I mean, there are apartments available in Berlin right now on Airbnb.
Yes, all over.
What do the people who own apartments and rent them out on Airbnb and these other platforms, what do they think of this law?
Well, obviously they're against it, but there's something very important to say here, that Berlin and Germany in general, and especially Berlin, is very different from the United States and from Britain, in that the overwhelming majority of people rent their apartments. Owner-occupiers are very much in a minority. Therefore, all laws in the country tend to be skewed more in the favor of tenants than of owners. So, obviously, homeowners are not happy about this at all. Nonetheless, the reason that their kind of concerns are being overruled is that the greatest majority of the electorate in Berlin actually rent.
Mm. So is there a way that we can kind of extrapolate what this response to Airbnb in Berlin suggests for other cities around the world, cities here in the U.S.?
Yes. Well, that's a good question. Certainly, lots of cities around the world are trying different ways of controlling the vacation rental market. And Berlin is an example of going very, very hard. They're going harder than other people. They are succeeding possibly in scaring away some of these large-scale professional investors who want to get 10, 20 apartments. It seems to be working on that, and that arguably is the main target of the law. Certainly, what it also tells us is that if there is safety in numbers for people letting out their houses or their flats on Airbnb, then people will still break any rules that are trying to prevent them, because they know that ultimately they'll get away with it.
The Atlantic's City Lab reporter, Fergus O'Sullivan, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.